Good. Glad to hear it. So, everybody's settled in. We got all the new people sworn in. Everyone's ready to hit the ground running here now?
Yeah, it was a good first week. Very busy. A lot of meetings.
All right. I did see that you and your Republican colleagues have released their session priorities for the 2019 session. Would you like to kind of fill us in, let us know where your guys' priorities lie for now?
Sure. You know, I guess I was fortunate enough to make the top five. I had I think number 3 and number 12 or 13.
All right.
The top those. You know, for me, I've been working on healthcare costs. So I have a shared savings bill that will help facilitate competition and give us more choices for our health care. And how it works, you need something done, a procedure, some imaging, and you have health insurance, and you have your primary care doctor and network. And you need something done that's going to cost $3,500 in network. Well, out of network, in a place of your choice, totally volunteer, saves $1,000. So it's a $2,500 difference. My bill would have you split that with the insurance company and the patient. And that patient savings would go on an HSA card for future health care costs. So we're, you know, obviously not emergency room type stuff, but elective or some other procedures that you do have time, maybe make a phone call to another option and see what the prices are, go online and check prices out. So I'm hoping that'll create competition, keep prices in check, and then the insurance companies won't spend as much, so hopefully premiums would go down.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the goal. And this isn't a magic pill. It's not going to solve all our health care problems. But I think it's another step in the right direction after the bill I did last year. So, and then the other bill that I had that was on the top, I think it was number 12 of our priorities, had to do with the actual bills or the statements we get from the hospitals for procedures and try to make them a little more clear so the average person can understand them. So most people that I've talked to and I've personally seen, you get more than one statement from the hospital. It might be an outside service that the hospital uses. Very confusing for the average person, you know, and I want to just clear that up a little bit, try to get it in the right direction. So those were my two bills that made the top of the list.
All right. Yeah, I know, like you said, there's no magic cure for healthcare right now. It's a work in progress, so hopefully this is a step in the right direction. I know the out-of-care network costs compared to in-network, it's a huge discrepancy, and maybe that can offset some of that. So, all right. I know it's a budget year, and a budget's going to need to be set. Is that being discussed yet, or is that kind of down the road?
You know, we spent one day going over the numbers, and you know the $1.5 billion surplus. When you really pull back everything, it's under $400 million, and so I think people's expectations are pretty high that we'll be able to fund a whole bunch of different things, a whole bunch of new programs, this and that, and I just don't think that's going to happen, unfortunately. We have a request from the school districts wanting a 3 and a 3 added on to the formula. If we did that, that would take up our whole surplus.
Yeah.
That alone. So we got some work to do.
Yeah, it's never been easy to get the budget through. I know during campaigning, there's a lot of talk about people willing to work across the aisle. Are you seeing some of that happening?
Yes. So far, so good.
Oh, good.
1 week.
1 week.
1 week down.
Everyone's playing nice 1 week in, so it's a start. We got to start somewhere, right?
Yes, yes. So. And we're going to have to work together because of the makeup of the Senate being a majority Republican and then the House being a majority Democrat. You have to get through both bodies, and that means that you have to work together. You have to find some compromise. You got to find some bill proposals that you both can live with. And in fact, this morning at 8 o'clock, I'm already up in St. Paul. I meet with a bipartisan group on healthcare that we've been meeting, all year on trying to find compromise. You know, what can we agree on and keep the dialogue going?
Yeah, it's interesting and difficult equations that Minnesota's dealing with, being the only state that has a split house. So it's it's whether it's that everyone wants to get along or you're forced to. We're gonna figure something out. I know.
I think it's healthy.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. Mental health care is something that's a hot topic and that has been really big of late, and I know that's one of your party's priorities. Have we gotten into some of that yet?
Yeah, we did. We did. We tried to do a bunch of things last year on the mental health. So we have some different proposals. Everything from schools to farmers for mental health. Expand what we did last year and move forward. The daycare is probably, other than healthcare, the daycare issue is probably the next biggest thing I heard through my town halls or meetings this last year, talking to business people, affecting people come to town to work or people going back to work. They got to find daycare, and it's hard to do. So we have to address the daycare issue to get more people to work.
All right. And I know when you guys showed up to work, speaking of getting to work, you were greeted by some gun control lobbyists.
The first day up last week, we had two groups that came up, and I talked to four people from my district just for a few seconds because we were running in to start our first day. They called me right before we started, so we're taking roll call, so I had to go. But yeah, we had a couple of different groups, very vocal groups on gun control.
Is it one of the priorities to deal with gun control, or are they just there because that's their main issue?
I don't really get into, I don't serve on any of the committees that would deal with that. I personally think it's healthy to review what laws we have and if the laws are being followed. I think that would be the first step. I would support that. I think, where are we at as a state? And the laws we have in the books, are they doing anything? Are they being enforced? Do they need to be changed? That's up to those people on those committees to bring forward and let us vote on it.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add while we still have you?
No, I appreciate the phone call and look forward to next week.
All right, we will talk with you next week. Thank you very much, and have a good week.
Yep, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Senator Rich Dreheim joining us, as he does every Monday during the 2019 legislative session. So continue to tune in and keep up to date with what's going on. Let's take a look at what's going on with sports.